The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bible Podcast. I hope you got pumped up on yesterday's episode. I hope Monday hit you in the face in the best way. I have got to get into Isaiah 43. On Friday, when we get back together with Paris, we're going to be going backwards a chapter and talking about Isaiah 42, and it's going to be so good. But I am just needing to profess the goodness of Isaiah 43 right now to y'all. So let's get there together. In verse 1, it starts, "The Savior of Israel," and we're reading out of the NLT. "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, 'Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba for in your place. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will gather you and your children from east and west. I will say to the north and south, 'Bring my sons and daughters back to Israel from the distant corners of the earth. Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. Bring out the people who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. Gather the nations together, assemble the peoples of the world. Which of their idols has ever foretold such things? Which can predict that will happen tomorrow? Where are the witnesses of such predictions? Who can verify that they spoke the truth? But you are my witnesses, O Israel, says the Lord. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There has never been, and there never will be. I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. First I protected your rescue, then I saved you and proclaimed it to the world. No foreign God has ever done this. You are witnesses that I am the only God, says the Lord. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done." Your homework for the day is to read Isaiah 43. Keep reading on. Keep going through verses 14 all the way through to the end. It is incredible. I felt so strongly in yesterday's episode that there was just the Lord reaching out to someone, and there was someone that needed to hear him, that there are people who are listening to this that are discovering the Bible Podcast that are like, is God real? Does he know me? I've messed up. But you need to understand that this is you. This is you. There is no other God. There never has been. There never will be. There is just the Lord. There is just the Lord and Savior that we have. He has saved us. No one can snatch anyone out of the hand of the Lord. No one can undo anything that the Lord has done. I don't care what you've done or what you've believed or the roads that you've walked down in your life. God goes through those rivers of difficulty with you. That's why you're not drowning. God surrounds you when you walk through the fires of oppression. That's why you're not getting burned up. God is the one who has paid your ransom. He says it in verse 4. "Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. So don't be afraid, for I'm with you." So whoever that's for today, just know it is true. You can trust God. You can believe in him. You can put your trust in him. He is worthy of it. And that might be terrifying. And you might have had an entire life that has shown you time again, I can't trust people. There aren't healthy people in my life I can trust. A man, I certainly can't trust one of those. But the Lord has protected you, and he has traded other lives for yours, and you're important to him. So if you've never read the Bible, maybe you've never even read the Old Testament, maybe you're just hanging out in the New Testament, I don't know what to tell you, friend, other than even get on Google and type in Isaiah 43 in the NLT and go and read it, because God loves you and he cares for you. This is Virginia from the Bible Podcast. If you feel like someone needs to hear this, share this episode with a friend. Put it out on social media. Take a screenshot of it. Share it in a text message. I don't care how it gets out, but share it with someone and then let us know. You can reach out to us. connect@thesevenfold.com is our email. You can head to thesevenfold.com and talk to us there. But let us know, hey, I need a prayer request. I'm struggling. Help me pray for my friend. Whatever the case may be. We're here for you. We love you. And we'll catch you next time on the Bible Podcast. Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.